Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Do you know Apple products?
Yeah, I have heard of them.
I can't. What? Do you know how the cloud works?
No.
Nobody knows how.
I'm in the cloud.
I mean,
but I don't know how it works.
We're all in it. We're
I'm in
it.
The cloud.
Yeah, we're all just floating away. Nobody knows how it fucking works.
No, I don't know. There's some stuff in my cloud that I never want to see again.
There's my laptop keeps saying storage almost full.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go in and then there's nothing there. There's nothing in the finder. But then I go into the search bar and God bless, our first episode will still be there. But you can't, it doesn't come up when you just go in to look at your documents. You have to search for something that you know would be saved under that name.
So is it in the cloud?
I think it's in the cloud. I like YouTube. How do you cloud?
How do you, what is cloud?
Hello and welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
And I'm Carla.
And this week,
we are going to take you on a mystical, magical ride.
Brace yourself. So you know how we're not having Christmas parties, work Christmas parties, and well, most of us.
The real followers
aren't. We're going to talk about them.
Oh yeah.
And the messages are bleak.
Yeah, and I think to be honest, everybody needs a break.
Like,
I think
it's just the one night of the year, isn't it?
What the fuck happened? Sorry, let's just talk a little bit about like the premise of the Christmas party. I don't know if it's like sexual tension or just in general tension or like the sexual tension between you and the bag tension. Like, I don't really know what it is.
Well, no, personally, I know like there's been none of that carry on because I have seen a few like previews of the messages and there's a lot of riding going on, lads. What is going on? There is a lot of sexual tension. In my work in particular, we're all fairly tame in that. Yeah. Like, we have partners and that's it. We don't go off riding, you know? Don't go off shifting.
That doesn't really stop people.
It doesn't. Elsewhere, it doesn't.
No.
In my place in particular, it's more so that we treat it like free drink because the company is paying, so like there's kind of no limit to it, and the boss that usually doesn't drink, that's his one night a year that he drinks.
Aww.
Do you know,
does he not get scaldy?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That's the fun part about it though. I remember I won't because
yours is a bit too,
it's not that it's, there's people who come into my work and they listen to the podcast, so I won't.
Ah yeah, don't embarrass yourself.
Yeah, no I'm not, like it's not that it's embarrassing, it's actually a funny story and I'm sure nobody would mind, but it's not my place, you know, it's about somebody else, so I won't. But it is just what it's, that one night where everybody just lets loose and it's like great crack.
But this is my thing, I love them, even though the debauchery that does be happening at them, I do generally 9 times out of 10 really enjoy them. Now the fucking fear.
Oh, this is the, but is it an unspoken rule? Is everywhere else like my place, you kind of don't talk about the embarrassing moments?
Yeah.
Or do you always have that one Karen who's like, oh my God, do you remember what you were saying to the boss? Do you remember saying that? Do you remember what you did?
See, yeah, there is always going to be those gobshites. Now, I'm still hearing stories about previous parties in my job now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm still hearing fucking legacy stories and I'm like, that's mad.
Okay.
You know, in that kind of way, I'm like, oh, that's gas. But then, like, it's more previous jobs that I've had, the fucking shit that's gone on in them fucking Christmas parties. Like, you have to remember boots.
Yeah.
Like, all that shit.
I've heard, so, not my place, but it was one of my mates went as a guest to a Christmas, which was very strange, but he had done some work with them that year, but it was for a pharmacy, and a whole lot of them were on the bag.
Oh, gotcha.
And he was like, they were all on the bag, and I was like, what? That pharmacy?
Mm.
And he was like, yeah, no, the pharmacist and everything. I was like, what?
Yeah, one of my...
I was shocked, like.
No, it doesn't really... Just cocaine, just it was so funny because I was actually chatting with my mum about this last night. We went for dinner, and she was like, she was just talking to me about like this whole thing, and people go, they call it on the bag, and I was like, I can't believe we're having this conversation. One, but also I was like, yeah, and she was like, does that be happening? I was like, yeah, ma'am, it's been happening for a while. Like, and she was like, that's just mad, and they all just go. On the bag, on the weekends. They don't even just want the drink anymore. They want the cocaine. And I was like, yeah. And she was like,
food and powder.
I mean, whatever.
Or drink and powder.
Yeah, and she was like, I mean, whatever floats your boat. Just, this is such a weird conversation. Like, I was like, are you trying to ask me if I do it? Are you trying to, like, what kind of conversation are we having here? But she just seemed so perplexed with the idea. She was like, it's just very expensive.
Fair play. Good observation, Jeff.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. Okay, so this is what you're worried about. Okay, weird.
Love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose, like, in certain crowds, like, if I'd gone to events with kind of a younger people, if you get me, I would not be one bit surprised. But when I hear of, like, the older, like, you know, older professionals.
Yeah.
At a work do.
I think it's because it breaks the fourth wall, doesn't it? Where you're kind of like, we have to be professional and I can't really take you seriously after seeing you
this
fucking
yeah.
whack a load of powder and go mad out of it around the bar. Like, I can't really take you that seriously anymore.
It's just such a different world.
So, like, if you're now, if we're supposed to go back now and you're supposed to be, like, giving me a brief or something, it's going to be a little bit difficult for me.
Yeah.
But then you also just kind of, I think, though, it's just, as I said, it's just that unspoken rule. You're just like, yeah, that's what we do. Off we go.
Mm.
Do you know?
Are you... This is your fourth year with this company?
No, second year.
Oh, so you went to a Christmas party with them already?
Yeah, it was dry.
Oh, okay, right. So it wasn't one of those.
No, I'm very sorry for anybody
that
is in my company, but last year wasn't. It was just a bit of a shit show. There was a change in management and there was kind of like a change in the way they did things, and then it just wasn't, it just didn't seem to be similar to the years beforehand. There was just a lot of fuckery. Like, it was fine, it was a grand night, like few drinks, whatever else like that, but it just, there was a lot of fucking around. Like, it could have been a lot better. But there was just a lot of fucking around. Dropped my phone. But there was just a lot of fucking around, unfortunately. So and then this year we won't have one.
Yeah
and everyone's leaving, so
Everyone's leaving,
so yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, but the fucking shit from my previous jobs, oh wow.
Give us an example, not naming any companies, obviously.
So, I actually don't give a fuck about this. When I worked in Lush, we used to have pre-drinks in the shop. So we used to paper up the front of the, you know the way it's glass?
Yeah.
So we used to put newspaper on it. And you know the way the face masks are all fresh, they're on ice.
Mm.
So the face mask came out and the drink went in.
Oh, oh my God. Nice.
Nice. And we used to just have our sessions there. And like you couldn't get us out of the fucking kip. Like, so we used to have our pre-drinks there. We'd started around 6. And like, it would just go, we'd all get ready downstairs, whatever else like that. And we'd have a fucking belter of a session upstairs. And then we would never just go to one nightclub. God no, Jen. We'd go to around 7.
Right, so it wasn't a set. Kind of, it was just you went off on your...
We'd book a table in one, or we'd book like an area in one. You don't book a table over here. You'd book an area in one, but then for some reason, we'd always end up in the George.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it was just one of those, like, just the amount of shifting, the amount of fucking...
Yeah.
amount of
wild
shit. But
you kind of left to your own devices, right?
Yeah, so they used to send us money for a meal, which we spent on drink.
Oh. I love it.
Which we did not follow the rules of. So we just, like, you just can't, like, you have to remember, like, I was 22. Yeah, I was like 21, 22. I think my manager was 24. Like, you know, most of the temp staff were 18, 19. Yeah. Like, we just, I think the oldest person was like 27. You know, you just can't give a budget to that group of people and not anticipate that they're going to, like, in the middle of a recession, spend it on booze. You know, it's just not something that we ever were going to do. I don't know who thought that was a good idea.
do you know what's weird? You're only after mentioning temp staff.
Yeah.
So temp staff obviously go on the Christmas party.
Ah, yeah.
Jesus, I never even thought about that.
God, yeah.
You see, mine has always been very uniform. Like, it would, like, back in the day, it would have been a hotel in town.
Mm-hmm.
So you book, it's like a full, you know.
Oh, you book the whole thing. Yeah.
So you have, like, 10 of us on this table.
And someone gets their sequin top out.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then you have, like, the whole night there, yeah. And then the band starts, and then there's a DJ.
Oh,
you
know, I hate it.
It's all the, yeah, so yeah. That happened for a couple of years. Then we tried to switch it up. We went to Thunder Road 1 year, and then we went to Dieppe another year, but we went on a party bus type of thing. But it was always very messy on those years, so now we're going back to just going to the, like, the Castle Knock Hotel. It's been for the last, like, 6 years. And it does be a good night.
Yeah, I think, like, as I said, the sequin top comes out with the jeans.
A nice top. Yeah, well, you see, the thing about my face is, like, it's not that I have, like, a little area manager that's not really in charge of me. It's the two owners of the business. And then however amount of girls. And one is always pregnant. There's always at least three that aren't drinking.
Yeah,
you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Some are always staying over.
And for a lift.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, great for it.
Some are always staying over, some aren't. Mm-hmm. Some have kids that, look, but most have kids that they need to be kind of grand for in the next mm-hmm. morning. Do you know mm-hmm. what I mean? So it's always, there's always some of that going on. So mm-hmm. it's always fairly tame, do you know? And I've never really worked anywhere else that had, like, a Christmas party. Do you know?
Yeah. See, that, like, so...
We should have a Christmas party.
Oh my God, I'd love a Christmas party.
We're basically... This is our own little business now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We are.
Imagine, just the two of us.
This is incredible. Let's go fucking rasher. Who gets us cocaine?
Yeah. Keep the receipts.
Who can I ride in this place?
Yes, the fucking drug dealer. Have you got a receipt? I don't want to have to pay tax on this.
Please. Get in the fucking hotel staff. Do you want to come up just so we have a few more people here?
Yeah.
But no, see, over the years, yeah, so Lush was definitely, they were the wildest. Again, they weren't like it was funny because I said it, somebody who I used to work with wrote in and was like, Carla, do you not remember? And I was like, oh no, I fucking do remember all that shit, but I'm not exposing myself. Like,
I'll expose y'all bitches.
Yeah, I was about to say, well, yous are on, and I'm not. So I'm not going to tell you about the fucking, like, yeah. He was like, do you not remember? I was like, of course I remember. Why are we talking about this?
Yeah.
But it was just mainly the actual... just the debauchery. And then there was like I loved having the Christmas temps there.
Yeah,
I thought it was great crack, because like you were like, oh, like a fleeting memory, you're here and you'll be gone, you
that's
know?
The thing. Yeah. So it's not like awkward at all.
No. And they use no, like, but I think though in Lush it was honestly one of those places that like I loved so much and I hated so much. You know?
You've mentioned it in the past talking about it. You're like, oh, I love this, but I hate that. You know?
We just fucking, we were just mad.
Mm.
But I think it was the age that we were and all that kind of crack as well. But it was just great crack, because it was like, and the people that, you have to remember, we were the ones doing the hiring.
Yeah.
So you don't ever hire people that were like-minded. You know what I mean? You wouldn't be like, yes, let's hire this person who wouldn't really like, because Lush is fun and a bit of whatever. So like the Christmas times were always good crack. Even the fucking mad ones, the ones that were like, that turned out to be shite, where I was a good bit of crack on the Christmas day. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you could always count on someone, you know?
They were shite in work. Like,
oh yeah, unbearable. Like, so hard to manage as well. Like, you know,
always late. Have
just the worst. Just the worst. But I think that was more an issue with Lush's company putting fucking people on 0 hour and 4 hour contracts.
Oh, yeah.
Twas the recession. Twas no employee rights going on.
No.
And then Boots was grey crack, because we used to do a beauty hall night out.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
I'd say that was carnage.
Absolute madness, yeah.
Jesus.
Fucking wild, like, wild. Because then you'd invite the sound people as well from this shop. Like the lads that would nick Lucas Age, you know.
Oh, I was going to say, like, the non-beauty people. But
yeah,
the
like,
sounders.
Like the sounders, like the young sounders, you know. Right. Like the perfume.
I love it.
Do you know, in that kind of way?
Yeah.
So we used to do that, and they used to just be like fucking absolute rippers. Again, I see, it's shit because I can't really get into most of it, because like you will know who I worked with. Like you can put two and two together, do you know?
Okay.
As a listener, you can probably, and I don't really expose anybody in their fucking debauchery.
Okay, I get you.
Anyway, mm-hmm. you know.
Yes.
I don't really want to expose my own.
Well, So would yous have been, again, in Booth, would yous have been left to your own devices, or?
Yeah, so that was kind of the unofficial one. So there was an official one.
Okay.
But I think we went to it as just like a random night out, but then we'd all fuck off to a club kind of thing. So you kind of go to it, and it was nice. It was nice seeing everyone, but I just remember like one time I was like wearing this dress, and I was like, I really don't really want to walk up to my store manager with my tits out. Like,
yeah.
I remember just being like, I'm so self-conscious.
Mm.
At that age I was. Do you know what there is now? I'm like, I've tits, here they are. Get over it. Yeah. You know, I just wouldn't really give a fuck, especially because I was 20 whatever and he was whatever.
Mm. Well, I suppose the places that you've worked, I suppose, like when you have franchises and stuff like that, it is a bit of a shit show trying to organise, whereas my place has always been like under 13 staff members, so yeah. It's kind of always the same. And then on those nights you'd notice other companies, like where there's only a few staff members, like we always end up on the same night as Sundrell, ran into Marissa Carter many a time on the Christmas party. Yes. You know, like certain insurance companies or certain
little
places, do you know what I mean,
pockets of people,
and it'd always be kind of the same people every year.
Mm-hmm.
So mine has always just been like that, so I can't really, you know, relate to going to like clubs and stuff like that. Yeah. Like you'd always get where somebody would be like, oh, come on, we go. Come on, we live. Come on, we go to, like, somewhere mad. Yeah. And we never fucking end up doing it. Like.
So that's, you have to be really clever and box really clever because, and it was funny because in some of the previews of the messages that I saw, you have to box really clever. You can't split up because that's when it gets shit. Yes. You have to stay together as a unit as long as you possibly can. So mm-hmm. that is why you do actually need those narky people to have a plan and to put you in a place.
Yes.
And that was the thing about, like, the Lush one was great because we used to get so stocious in the shop and then we go around. We used to always go to Madison. Do you remember Madison? It's Mary's Hardware now. That was a club.
Yeah.
The underground part. That was a club.
Yes.
And the creepy bloke who did the promo, I had some creepy connection with, as in the way that he just seemed to always be able to get me a table and he used to always keep me outside chatting for ages. I was like, okay, I'm not writing you. But, we used to always go there for some reason. Nice. And then we'd go, and then kind of you'd had, like, not you'd had your, but it didn't really matter then how many people ended up in the George or ended up in all the other places, because you kind of had your bulk pre-drink and then your bulk night out there, and you'd stay there until around like whatever time, and then that's when everybody would kind of fuck off.
Yeah. Sounds like absolute carnage.
Yeah, just a bit like, and I remember one of the lads took home a Christmas temp, not in that way, but he stayed with him, and the next day he was going to make himself some toast and he took down a plate and there was just a load of lines on it.
Oh.
And he was like, I'll just put that back up there. God. It was like, oh shit, he's a temp. He's like, oh no.
Yeah.
And then another year, a girl, oh God bless her, got absolutely pissed. I don't think this is a Christmas party. I think this might have been a summer party, but she ended up getting absolutely pissed. Like, fell asleep in the living room and then got up in the middle of the night and took a piss.
Oh no.
On your man's radiator.
Oh gosh.
I think there was a lot of people in the room who watched her do it.
Oh no.
And kind of tried to stop her, and she just wasn't having a bar.
Yeah. When you're half asleep and pissed.
And I remember just being like, oh God.
Yeah.
Now when you're younger, this is hilarious. But then like now looking back, I'm like, God bless her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I don't. Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
I'd say, like, I suppose we could get into the stories because we've over 60 messages there.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're 17 minutes in. We're going to have to try and get through these.
I think we will. Yeah.
We are going to do part two on the Patreon just because we know we won't get through these. So if it's you're a Patreon, you're on luck.
Guess what, you guys.
Luck. Now, obviously, like, there are different, the way that different companies work and stuff. Like, I know Google they do theirs in the RDS.
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
It's a huge, and like Facebook.
I'd love to go to it.
Oh, so yeah. Well, my brother-in-law works for a company that would do the events, like the catering and stuff. And he has been part of, well, he's seen the whole thing. So like they have like trampolines and bouncy castles and little shows, and it's like a fucking circus. It's like Funderland.
I'd be too pissed.
Yeah, I don't know what the drink situation is. I don't feel like, because they're on quite early, I don't think it'd be now, guys, it could be like,
you're up for a correction.
Up for correction if somebody works for Google and can let us know. But as far as I can make out, it's more a team building event type of thing rather than, and it's usually on the night of, so it's the day after Thanksgiving in America. So they always miss the toy show. Because this year, that's what he was saying. He was like, oh, most of the people in work never get to see the toy show because they're at the Google Christmas party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at them.
Yeah. And then Facebook and stuff like that. You know, like, the places that are basically like a fun fair in the fucking office building.
I know. But what I will say about that, so, like, a lot of the times, you know, they like provide snacks and breakfast, lunch and dinner and all that other kind of crack. But, like, you also kind of have to dedicate your life to it. You know, so there is that culture as well. Like, I do, again, I don't work there, but just from like the feedback of people that I've known that have worked there, like, it is very much a kind of culture of like, if you're seen leaving or any, like, it's not a 9-to-5 gigaroo there. Now, it's not a fucking 9-to-5 gigaroo anywhere at the moment, but
yeah,
but personally, but like, there, it's kind of like, we provide, you provide.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just think that that, like, that helps. It helps a culture of, like, it is a cool culture, but I do think it kind of leads into the, this is a bit too deep for this podcast, but it leads into this kind of, like, you know, pushing productivity out of people and, like, kind of this anticipation and, like, this certain level of expectation out of people as well to kind of, like, commit yourself, like, we're providing for you. So, you know, if we're giving you breakfast, lunch and dinner, you don't need to run home for your dinner. You don't need to be late for your brekkie. Do you know, you don't need to come back late off your lunch. Not that you would, but like, as in, they own you a little bit, I feel.
You're kind of out of ruining it for me. I always thought they were just so cute, cool and bougie.
Yeah, and I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's only certain levels to that. But I do just think that, like, that kind of, sometimes it can breed a culture, especially in, like, where this kind of fucking generation that are so obsessed with the grind and, you know, seeming busy just to be busy and, like, overworking and, you know, like, Google and Facebook and all that, they've quit and they're fine or whatever else like that. But there is a lot of companies that kind of breed this and put, like, an outrageous amount of work onto people instead of using resources to hire and all that other kind of crack.
I feel like, though, anytime I see, now, not that I see much, but, and then I suppose just, I can't even pinpoint a time where I could give you an example, but they seem like they do fuck all. Do you know what I mean?
No, God, no.
Do they not always just seem like they're chilling?
Yeah, they do. They do. So it's like, I'm going to throw a little foosball here.
Yeah, like, fucking,
get the whiteboard out.
They have fucking nap pods. Like, would you stop?
Yeah, but again, I'm like, girl, you should be getting your full naps at home.
Yeah.
You're not because of fucking corporate greed. Do you know what I mean?
That's completely ruined for me now, but I never thought about it like that. Good point.
Yeah, that's just, again, that is just like, there's plenty of people that will be like, that's not really how it is at all and whatever else like that, and that's absolutely exactly fine.
Correct us if we're wrong.
Jen's like bonding with the world.
It's for a different podcast.
Yeah, probably. We can do one on like corporate greed if you want.
Can somebody who works in Google, please?
Yeah, non-stories from people that work in Google.
Yeah, please. Just let us know what you do there.
Yeah.
I don't even know what people do there. What do you do?
Oh, there's loads. They've loads of, I couldn't name one, but they loads.
That's what I mean. Like, what?
They've loads, Jen.
It's just tech.
Techie, tech. You're on the laptop, popping away, typing a coding.
They're wired in.
Yeah. That's all I know. They're Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, exactly. He looks like a different person these days.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think we should probably point out before we get into these responses, actually, because I can see already there's, like, say, for instance, a woman writing in about another woman who slept with two men on the night of the Christmas party. Now, disclaimer, these women are probably obliterated on the night, ossified drunk, and whether they have boyfriends or not. I don't want anybody to think that this is kind of a slut-shaming thing. We're just talking about the El Scandalo, lads.
No, I'm just, like, at the end of the day, ride who you want to ride. That's not a problem at all, as long as it's consensual.
Yeah, exactly.
Honestly, not a problem. I think it's just more the scandal, because you're like, oh my God, I can't believe, how are you going to go and face these people the next day that you have to work with? That's more the line, I think, that people are on.
Just sort of,
disclaimer, because I don't want to hear your fucking messages.
No, well, I just, it is kind of a, you know what I mean? Sometimes it can.
It's a grey area.
That's it, and please remember, these are people writing in to us. The first one actually that I have here, though, is not along those lines. It just says, we got called into the office on the Monday after the Christmas party.
Oh, Jesus. You know, it's been a ripper of a sesh then.
It's been a ripper.
But that's what I mean. It's the fact that you're like, I know myself just from some of the old ones.
Yeah.
Like, you just kind of have to be like, okay, hi, how are you? Hi, how are you guys getting on? Like, I used to do the rotas, so I used to put myself well away from them so I wouldn't be in on the Sunday, Monday. I'd start back on the Tuesday. I'd be like, hello. Yeah. Hiya, I'm taking holiday.
The dust is settled.
Yeah. I'd be like, how's the cleanup?
Yeah. Cleanup on all aisles.
Clean up in this whole shop. How's everyone okay? Clean up not too bad. Very good, very good.
Oh, just as in love.
Yeah, I'd be like, everybody okay?
All the face masks.
Face masks all right. Yeah. Everybody okay? Very, very good. They're all in the fridge, are they? Very good, very good.
Yeah.
Fucking gas. My mum works in a bank and they're the wildest parties. They used to do overnight stays but stopped after someone got pregnant, a youngish girl with a supervisor who was 15 years older than her.
Oh, wow.
I can see where they stopped the overnight stays.
Like, that's, yeah.
It can't be seen to be encouraging.
No, you couldn't.
You just couldn't. God bless him.
They're probably very happy these days. Or him and the baby.
Oh my God, I forget. Sorry, I just forgot about the baby there.
There's a child.
There's a child.
That's a child.
That's a fucking Christmas party that haunted you.
Yeah. Living for this. Have my wine ready. I'm used to avoid the Christmas work parties out of fear. I do know people who do that as well. Just don't go to them. They're just like, nope, I'm going to avoid that. I have actually a few people that I know just don't go to it because it's just carnage.
I was very careful last year at mine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was very alert. Like, I was very aware. Like, I stopped drinking quite early.
Oh, we'd be wary of you, Carla.
Yeah, but I was too new. I was only in the job. This is why, it was just too fresh.
I actually thought this was your first year. I don't know why I thought this was
your because you probably didn't hear any stories from last year.
Well, no, do you know what it is? It's just this fucking year has been mental. Like, we'll just regard this year. That's why I was wondering. And I feel sorry for anybody who'd be missing their first little Christmas party if they started a job this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, at least you'd be in there for our next Christmas party.
We'll do one in Jan. We'll do one when we're allowed back out.
Summer, apparently.
Do one in the summer.
We'll all go to Forbidden Fruit and have a big old Christmas party.
A bit of longitude.
Yeah. I was always the one who got embarrassingly drunk. I sexy danced with my boss in front of everyone that worked in the hotel. I never went to another Xmas party. Oh, that's the thing, isn't it? Sexy dancing with the boss. That's such a thing that would happen. Like, you are not alone, hon.
No.
Definitely not alone. I've definitely seen that happening. I'm more the type of person who will start a dance off with the insurance company at the table next to us. Don't sexy dance with me, boss. Do the chicken dance sometimes.
Okay.
But I have seen it happening, so you're not alone. Don't worry.
That's I mean, this is what I mean, though. There is, it's the worst when you're like, let me tell you how I feel about you.
Oh, yeah.
You're a lovely lad to work with. You're a bit of a prick, right?
Yeah.
I didn't like what you said to me that day in that meeting.
Listen, the only reason you should be getting called into a meeting on a Monday, though, is if you did cross paths. I feel like a boss cannot call you into the office on a Monday just because you were obliterated drunk, talking to the girls in the toilets, sparking up a smoke in the fucking function room. Do you know what I mean? If you turned around to him and said, you're a wanker.
Yeah, that's an issue.
You don't pay me enough.
Yeah, like, that's an issue.
That's when you should be called in. I'd be very curious as to why they were called in.
Please let us know. I will put it. I'll put the part two of that onto the onto the stories. Because guess what, guys? We're going to take this over to the stories as well. Because you've got around a million of them.
Yeah, having great crack with that, aren't you?
I know, I'm a new woman.
Yeah, you're a new woman.
I just love the dirt. I love the juice. It's the drama, Mick.
We're like a fucking call-out page. Yeah.
Focus on male fucking who?
Yeah.
Exactly. Rats out, rats in.
Yeah.
Where to begin with my previous workplace's Christmas parties? The men seemed like butter, wouldn't melt all year in the office, and I swear to God they were like horn dogs let off a leash when they got out. All married with kids, may I add. One manager threw me over his shoulder on the dance floor and said, "How about we throw off the wedding rings for tonight?" How about not? Another manager tried to full on kiss my friend that same night, and another manager rang and left us a voicemail asking why we went home, and then saying how he wanted to ride my friend, but then said, "I've a small Mickey, so I don't blame you." To say we were screaming, laughing, listening to the voicemail on Monday in work. The fucking voicemail.
Oh no.
Oh my giddy aunt.
It's very inappropriate, isn't it?
There's just an awful lot of affairs. Just a ton of them.
Affairs. And I feel like manager roles got like being a bit predatory. Like, that might be unfair in saying it, like, because you never know where, like, say somebody could turn around and go, "Oh well, he was giving me the eyes," but you know, you could have been
a lot of men crossing lines.
Yeah, I don't know, like, it's, could they have picked somebody up wrong, or that's probably unfair to say that they're predators. They probably picked somebody up wrong and then just kind of went for it, but like, it just seems very predatory.
It just seems like you were kind of scouting me for the year. Yeah, you were waiting for your opportunity, and
it's
here,
so
it is
weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is fucking bizarre.
Yeah. Boss hit me while his, whoa, hang on.
Whoa.
Oh no, let me start that again. Boss hit on me while his girlfriend was riding. Yeah, here's a
my boss hit me.
My boss hit on me while his girlfriend was right beside me, walked in on him peeing in the ladies later on.
Nice.
Your boss, like,
that's what I mean. Like, how are you supposed to turn around and be like, oh. It depends on the kind of boss though, no?
If, yeah.
Laugh definitely. With them, like, you're kind of like, oh, you fucking mad thing, you were there taking a piss in the ladies, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that report for you. I'm fucking do it yourself.
It's grand for a bit of blackmail on of a Monday.
Oh, absolutely.
Give me a raise. Absolutely. I'm going to tell everyone. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to rip out of this place. Hey, gals, loving the pod. Absolute fiddle afters I do be having. But anyway, onto the story. So when I was like 8, my mum went out to her Christmas do with the whole chemist and the dentist office upstairs. So random. What a combo. Somehow they all ended up back in the right venue and they're all absolutely locked out of their heads. My ma, being the mental woman she is, gets up on the table, starts dancing. Wright's had an immaculate crystal chandelier just high enough my mum was able to grab hold of and swing out of.
Oh my God, go on, Ma.
Long story short, she was dancing on a table and pulled the chandelier out of the ceiling.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. You are.
That's where I went. I was looking for that.
I knew the last time I was there were a chandelier short. fair play to her. God bless her. Like, love it. Love to hear it.
I have another one here. Guy hired at noon, came to Xmas party, fired by midnight.
Fuck, that's good going.
Very quick.
Very well done.
Wasn't even on the payroll.
I was about to say, do you even bill for that day?
What do you do?
Imagine. Hello.
Emergency text. Fucking
raging. Oh God, imagine going back to the social welfare office. Hello. Speak again.
Yeah.
Hello. That didn't work out. There was a little thing called a Christmas party. But in another way, they clearly copped on that he was mental.
This is what I was talking about with the temp staff.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you barely know these people and they're coming on your Christmas party.
Oh, one last hurrah.
It's mad.
Yeah, it just takes, I think it takes a good 6 months to get into a company's culture.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, exactly.
You try to be like, what's going on here? You know? Mm-hmm. Oh God, one of the student teachers and one of the young teachers got with each other at our Christmas party. It was awkward though because they barely spoke all year. She was an absolute dose and wasn't very well liked by the staff. Couldn't have a conversation with you, just ended up shouting at you instead of using her indoor voice. So basically we were all hammered and caught an eye full of the two of them all over each other against a pillar around a metre away from where 20 of us were sitting. They also went home together after being a condom by another member of staff. Love being a teacher.
Oh wow.
But it's more just the fact that everyone's like, they know you're old.
Yeah,
that would kill me. And they'd be like, "How is that, Johnny? Did it work out well? Yeah, everything, y'all good?"
Yeah.
What do I mean? That would be the thing for me. It would be the condom for me.
Yeah, that's the thing.
It'd be the evidence for me.
Somebody here said, all upper management escorted out for doing cocaine in the toilets, but they blamed it on the newbie.
Rude.
So rude.
If you're going to get on the bag, just fucking be honest about it. I hate when people sneak. I've said this many times. I hate when people sneak drugs. I'm like, they're present in everyone's lives. Who the fuck are you trying to hide them from?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah. And I don't like the power trip of it.
No.
Blaming it on the newbie, like.
No, I don't really love that either.
Yeah.
God bless. I hope that fucking newbie's all. Hope that newbie's all right. Yeah. Fingers crossed. Hey guys, I've been to very interesting work parties, but the most awkward happened 5 years ago. I started working a new job in October, and it was a massive office with every department in the same room. A guy on another team started talking to me on lunch and then would message me through the work chat. We then became friends. Oh god, I see where this is going. We then became friends, and then the Christmas time came around. He told me loads of the people in the office went on a 12 pubs night out and that me and another girl on my team should come. He said there was a good few other girls going. So that's grand. We're all excited, and the night came. Me and the other girl arrived on about an hour later and walked into the pub to see a group of 15 men staring at us. Oof. Turns out it was just a lad's thing that they did every year and no woman had ever come before. One of those faces, you know, one of those.
Yeah.
So to be fair to the lads, when I say lads, these are all men in their 30s and I was 19.
Oh, God.
They included us in everything and the night went really well. The drunker your man got, the creepier he got, and I had zero interest in him as he was also engaged. When I told him to leave me alone, he left in a mood, leaving us with a group of men that we didn't know. The night got more messy, but we actually ended up having a good laugh and back at one of the lads' houses. At the end of the night, there was a few of us left chatting and we were told the first guy never told them he had invited us and said that we had just showed up. I nearly died of embarrassment, probably because they all thought that we were some weird little stalkers all night. Ended up staying at the house with the guy who owned it, and by the time I got to work the next day, my supervisor knew everything and ripped the piss out of me for 8 hours. That on top of a rage and hangover, I wanted the ground to swallow me for a fuck.
There's no need for you to be embarrassed. You were invited.
No, but you imagine, Jen, come on, right? So you're 19. You're 19, shut your face.
Never gets old.
You're 19 and you end up in this, like, this thing that was like a sacred lads thing in the office.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then not only that, but the big fucking creep that invited you pretends that you just arrived.
I know, but yeah, after finding out, literally, that, like, you're obviously having this conversation, you're after finding out that he just said to the lads, oh, they're little weirdos, they're just after showing up.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You're literally just after finding out, but you know the truth, and I'd be just like, I suppose as a 19-year-old, you wouldn't. I'd be like, fuck it, he's a weirdo.
But I think when you're 19...
Yeah, no, it will be a big deal when you're 19.
Because, like, I don't even know now. If that happened to me, I'd be like, well, this is fucking awkward. Where are the birds?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just at 19, I would have been like, hi, everyone.
Okay, all the boys, the other girls.
And then you'd go to the bar and you'd be like, oh my God, why is there no other girls here? And you'd be with your mate and your mate would be like, no, I've no idea why. And you'd be like back and forth. You'd be like, okay, what do we do? Do we stay? Do we go? What do we do? Oh my God, imagine she was on her own. Yeah. Then that would have really fucking... You wouldn't have stayed. You would have literally been like, okay, bye.
I feel sick. Yeah. Oh God, I'm not sure if this counts, but I got pissed on by a first year when I was 15 at school's Xmas party.
Jesus.
Were you so pissed?
Why? What?
Yeah.
Was that at the Wes?
Probably.
One
of the Elfiles broke his collarbone trying to separate a fight over a robbed push bike.
Aww.
Yeah.
Who robbed the push bike again? I need more deets.
No context. Her next message is just affairs everywhere. So much bag in the air, you would think it was actually snowing. That was her second message. Still no context on there.
Why is everyone so obsessed with cocaine? Yeah. It's so weird.
I love this one. I tried to twerk upside down. Top came up. Tits out. Everyone saw. Everyone. Upside down. Emoji face.
That's something that would happen to me.
Yeah.
That is fully something that would happen to me.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah. No, it would, and you know, it would, yeah, that is something that would
I'd stand in front of you if it happened, though.
Oh, special friend.
Friend.
Last year we went on our gym Xmas night. Oh my God, gym Christmas parties?
This is a new
what
thing.
What the fuck?
Isn't though? It?
But do you know what it is? It's just so many horny people that have been like...
Hot horny people
that have been working out so near to each other. That's what I mean.
Oh God.
All the sweat.
Now, I will say, any of the new two... You know the selfie before they go out in the mirror on the top of the stairs?
Yeah.
No, you.
Yeah.
It's always just women that I see. I've never really seen a mixed group.
Oh, no. I've heard many a fucking wild out story about a gym night out.
Right.
This might not be any different.
Okay.
So, Last year we went on a gym night, Xmas night, three bottles of wine and multiple shots later, a few of us were like, let's go dancing. I ran back to get a takeaway bottle of wine from the pub and the lads were gone. So I walked alone, pissed, about 20 minutes to where I thought they were and I couldn't find them. Literally tried to call one of them about 20 times to the mortification and went to Coppers with a group of English lads I met in the queue and hooked up with one of those. Had my best friend petrified because I was sending her videos as I walked alone so they could show them on the news if I went missing.
Oh,
when I got home, the English lad answered my phone, so she was convinced I was kidnapped. One of the worst fears I've ever had. Lucky I wasn't murdered. To top off, I lost my bank card and had to go and get the morning after pill the next day.
Oh god.
But what I wouldn't give for it now. I'm the same girl. I was reading it and I was like, oh, do you remember I lost my friends? Do you remember you could freely walk into places? Do you remember you could just go to a club, arrive there,
and meet up with a bunch of English blokes and go to Coppers, like.
And ride one of them.
Yeah.
Without the fear of catching coronavirus.
You could catch much more.
Yeah, especially with the morning after pill, actually.
Yeah. No, I feel... that's something I'd do. If I went missing... if I went missing, I'd video record myself taking the piss, like, going here, send this into RT.
I don't think she was probably taking the piss. I think she was probably like... I hope you all miss me when I'm gone.
She was taking it. That's definitely something I'd do.
Yeah, probably.
Like, here, this is showed us some of the obituary, but
like, these are your mommy's last moments, Bobby.
Fucking slurring down the just in case I go missing, right?
I don't know why I'm. Sure, I.
My phone would well go missing. It'd be gone into the canal. Why am I taking a bit? Oh, I'm sending it. Never mind.
Oh yeah, oh, it's in the cloud. It's in the fucking cloud.
It's in the cloud.
Oh, Richard, me there, like, going through. Oh no, go to her cloud.
You can never delete it. You can never be deleted. Yeah. New intern slept with senior manager. Scandalous, because 4 weeks later he sent out a save the dates. Mad.
Those men just love to push them limits.
Love at foresight, it sounds like.
Yeah, well, I mean, but then imagine just being like, so everyone, my wedding.
Yeah.
It's coming up. It's coming up. It's right around the corner. Don't remember seeing you at the Christmas party. It's a bit weird.
Oh,
it's a bit weird. Anyway, this is my wife, Rachel. I was working in secondary school and for the Christmas night, one of the teachers in her 40s got so locked that she passed out in the corner of one of the pubs we were in, got kicked out, passed out on the side of the street outside the pub where any of our students could have seen her, and was subsequently brought home by the guards to her husband and three kids. Needless to say, she was glad that she had another 2 weeks after that.
Oh, this is the thing. You just hope people forget, don't you? However, I will say, one of the things about the fear is nobody is thinking about you the next day.
I have to tell myself that often.
Often. Yeah.
Often.
They're only ever thinking about themselves.
I have two beers and I spiral. You know what I mean?
No, it is. It's one of those things where you're just like, oh my God, and I did this. Oh my God. And you think that that's what everybody in the nightclub or the pub is thinking about. And they're definitely not. They're all in the same boat.
I have to create a new level of fear now. Just to like give myself a bit of thrill. I'm like, oh, you sat in. Oh, what did the dog think of you last night? When she's like sinking that second one.
Yeah.
You're absolutely pissed around your sitting room. Your fella doesn't even fancy you anymore.
This one here says, I got pissed at my Christmas party a few years ago and I tried to shift a store manager.
Yeah, why do we get these ideas?
Dirty dancing and shifting are whole other... They're different things.
I'd rather shift than dirty dance.
Would you?
Yeah, 100%. At least that way they were in the action too. I wasn't doing it to them. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you see, there's no context.
We were doing it to each other.
There was no context. She just said, I tried to shift. So I feel like...
Oh my God. Oh, the rejection.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know? A colleague got twisted and puked all over the boss. Imagine.
Oh,
puking all over your boss.
Oh God.
Bless. Like. And I'll move into the DMs now, but this is the last one in the box. The famous striker Christmas party.
Oh God, I showed Jen these videos just there a minute ago. So I'm not, well, all you have to do is just Google Striker Cork.
Yeah.
But Jen saw the videos.
I feel disgusting after them.
Yeah.
Well,
I do feel it's very...
It's bleak. It's more so the fact that some of the people involved probably didn't know that they were being filmed.
Definitely not the girl in the bathroom.
No. It just gives me the ick. Your man getting his balls absolutely bashed around the dance floor.
Very weird.
It's just a strange
ordeal.
Very weird,
very cringy, very weird.
Yeah.
Very weird.
I'm not mad about that.
I think, like, this is just the level that you get to. You do get so pissed. And, like, I think, actually, I have more issue with her in the bathroom than I do with them doing that on the dance floor. At least on the dance floor, like, what's the worst? He's exposing himself. Yeah, but everybody seems to be having a good laugh. Like, everyone does seem to be having a good time. Whether she's, like, did not consent to being filmed.
No, exactly, yeah.
And it's very obvious who she is. And I don't feel like that's a nice thing.
It's fucking horrible.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm like, that would piss me off more. But anyway, if you Google it, Stryker, there was 20 suspensions and 7 fired after that party.
Rightly so, I feel. I just feel disgusted. I want to shower after watching the videos. Like, it just goes to show the extent that can...
Yeah, I think you just go on the rip, don't you? Like, that's going to rip. Not an Xmas party, but a summer one, ? The Xmas party was tame after this had happened. It was May and I was heading on a J1 and I gave my notice in the week of the summer party. It was basically a piss up. I was 20 at the time, and because I was the last in the door, I was working, but I was also leaving. They made me come out afterwards. So I went to my manager's house for drinks. It was 10 p.m. after I had finished work, but everybody was already on one. They made me play catch up. I was in at 6 a.m. the next morning to open. Who made you do that shift?
I know.
Rude of them.
Yeah.
And I'd say by 12 p.m. I was a mess. Cue me shifting my 28-year-old supervisor, my manager trying to shift me, she was 40 and married, and tell me that she had kissed both my uncles when they were teenagers and wanted to see if I had inherited their skills.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's a predator.
Yes.
Despite how drunk I was, I fully remember being grossed out by this, and it probably was the only thing that stuck with me from that because I forgot everything else. Well, woke up at 7:15 vomiting. I was supposed to be in work at 6. I had the keys to open the shop and I had to quickly get dressed and go into work and open. I can't remember scanning the newspapers, turning on the coffee machine or setting up for the day. One of my mom's friends had been in at 7:30 to get a coffee and she came back at 12 and says, "Do you remember me being in this morning?" And I couldn't remember chatting to her. It was that bad.
Ugh.
I don't remember shifting my supervisor either, but everybody reminded me of that fairly swiftly.
Oh, God.
So lads get fucking creeped on too.
Yeah, of course they do.
No, but as in, like, that is a fucking predator's behaviour. Imagine saying that about your uncles.
Yeah, no, that's just...
Giddy up.
Yuck.
I used to work in the bar in a hotel and the goings-on in that place was just insane. Literally, at Christmas party, everyone somehow forgot that they were in long-term relationships or married. We used to have it in another hotel and stay over. The bed hopping would be unreal. One of the girls that I worked with had a goal at every night out to try and get with basically as many of the lads that were in relationships as possible. Weird. Worked in a different job then, and it used to be an open bar for the night, so you can imagine things got very messy. Our manager stormed out after getting into a row with one of the staff. He slipped on the ice and broke his ankle. It was a really bad break too, and he was out of work for the guts of a year because of it. Also, I think 90% of the people at parties over the years have been on the bag. I'm talking even the ones at the Christmas party is the only night that they came out every year, and they're married with 2 or 3 kids at home.
That's a shame.
But I'd love to get a psychologist
and ask why. I remember this? Actually, one of the years, and my bosses didn't come this year. Was it like, I don't know what the reason for it was, but us girls just decided to get together and go for a few drinks this particular year. I think they gave us money and stuff, but they didn't go themselves. And it was a year when it was particularly icy. I think it was 2010 for some reason, the one with the big snow. And two of us got sent home early, because we were set. I was one of them. I went down like Bambi on the ice. I walked outside, didn't realise there was black ice. Now, that wasn't the excuse. I was absolutely ossified.
Oh, okay. And there it is.
I went straight down, face first, and I slid across the road under a car. Not a moving car, a parked car. But that was, that happened to me.
Oh my God.
And then one of the other girls, they went around to try and get into the nightclub and they were sitting on the wall having a smoke and she just fell backwards.
Oh no.
She couldn't.
No, you're like, I'm not that pissed. Drunk.
It was only 5 minutes later and they were like, ah, for fuck's sake. With a four in the same time.
Where is she, ah, for fuck's sake?
They only live around the corner.
Literally, you're like, ah, bollocks.
And then the taxi man, bless, I think he had to actually walk me to my door. Because I fell asleep in the... I was still living in my ma's. This was like 10 years ago. And...
funny how 10 years repeats itself.
And I was like, oh yeah. And then I went... I actually remember going into the house. How do I remember this? Going into the house and... Well, so I was obviously like just blacked out. And then I woke up or became conscious again in the hall in front of me ma. It was still early, like, she was still awake.
Oh god.
And I was like, she was like, hey, okay, you know, she was like, oh my god, my dad's gonna be so disappointed. She was like, your dad's in bed, like, you'd be grand, go to bed.
She's knowing
like,
you're an absolute mess.
Oh my god. The next day, I actually don't think I was that hungover because I had such a good night's sleep. I was in bed by 11.
I swear to god, you can go and get absolutely shit faced, rat-arse, yes, but if you were in bed by like 12:30 latest, you're fine the next day.
Fucking great.
Like day sessions and everything.
I went to Metropolis before and I swear to god I drank for a full 12 hours, but I was in bed by fresh 10 the next day. No,
it's the sleep deprivation. Yeah.
Yeah.
I swear to god, it's madness. Like, I've done some fucking serious serious sessions and then the next day woken up fine because I've been in bed by like 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, little bit fuzzed.
Yeah, but not as bad as it could be. Also, Ali got back onto us. So we were talking about in the Celebrity Feuds episode about, remember we were talking about tequila. Doesn't really give you hangovers. Yeah. I know this is off topic, but people get pissed at their Christmas parties and, yeah. She got onto me about the, and I shared it on the Instagram in case people didn't see it, about the Jaeger bomb thing. Mm-hmm. So she said it's a mixture of the aniseed and the sugar in a Jaeger bomb, but it, like, the way that it processes in your stomach, but it won't work on one, it won't work on two, it has to be three and up for it to actually like kick into your system and like flush through properly and process whatever way it processes. So you have to get pissed on Jaeger bombs to not have a hangover the next day.
Okay.
Like, there's a science, bitch, that, like, there's a scientific thing to it. There you go.
Because I know Coke, not cocaine, funnily enough, Coke, like a can of Coke, is fantastic for you because it's something to do with some of the ingredients. Yeah. It like levels you a bit.
Yeah.
And salt and vinegar crisps.
The next day, yeah.
Oh, I'd love salt and vinegar crisps.
Yeah, full fat can of Coke. That helps with sickness as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm learning.
We should do a whole episode on something like that.
Well, I was only thinking earlier, actually. Do you remember that time I put up what's the worst thing that you've ever used as a mixer?
Oh, yeah.
And someone had used breast milk before. But I remember some of the fucking replies that came in were absolutely off the scale. And I was like, we could actually do a fucking episode on that. It would be fucking gas.
Yeah. Mm.
Maybe on the Instagram.
Yeah.
No, what have you done?
Nah.
Look at your face. What have you done?
No, I remember I needed to take a painkiller before and I had no water. So I think I put Disprin into Diet Coke.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Just made it extra fizzy.
I'm notorious for using Barocca with vodka.
Oh, I've made a concoction really before for you, the like, next day.
With water as well. Just a bit of water. Just a bit of loosen it up a bit.
Freaking out a little
bit. Nice.
Now, Barocca, Motilium, Salpidine and Diarolite all in one glass. Absolute miracle worker.
I don't think you can recommend that.
I didn't. I just said.
But it did.
I said what it could be.
Not that I would know.
No,
I have no.
Yeah, I'm not telling anybody else to do that.
Okay, that's fair.
I have done it. When I was about 28, I worked in a place that sold medical appliances, and most of the staff were way older than me. There was just one girl who was around the same age, about 25. We always went to the Christmas party nights in a local hotel. You know, the ones that are like the big wedding, but all the tables are different workplaces.
Yeah, same.
I can relate on. I sort of got lumped in with the younger girl because we were born in the same decade. And she was out for a mad one. She had a bottle of vodka in her handbag and ordered a round of Zambucas. Oh, it's the shots. To the table after dinner. The boss opened the tab so he wasn't paying for these. So she wasn't paying for these. And it was absolutely rotten by the time the music started. Sorry, we were rotten by the time the music started. Anyways, long story short, she disappeared for about half an hour and the boss asked me to try and find her because he felt a bit responsible. She was out in the smoking area with a gang of lads from a local mechanics and was happy out, so I let her at it. All was grand until she lands back at the table with one of the mechanics. There's only one seat, so she had to sit on his knee. After about 30 seconds, they were full on shifting and groping each other at the table of our 50 and 60 year old work colleagues and boss who were talking politics and golf. Thank God at this stage the night was nearly over and I offered to share a taxi home with her, but she was happy out with her man, so I made a swift exit. God love her, she was mortified and ended up handing in her notice early in January. Oh, God love her. That's the thing. Like, if you're a bit... I feel like...
There is a few that you can't come back from.
That's... But that just reminds me of my place so much. Not that, like, I would consider myself to be within the same age bracket, even though most of the women there are older than me.
Yeah.
Well, in the past, like, the staff has kind of changed now. There's a lot more younger women working there now. But, like, in the past, I would have been the youngest. And if I had done anything, even just a small bit outrageous, I would have felt like that.
Yeah.
I would have felt like I was sitting on a mechanic's knee, groping him. Do you know what I mean?
And shifting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Even though I wasn't, but it's just when you're with a different age, oh, I can relate so much.
Yeah, you try and be like, I'm cool like you. Yeah, exactly. I'm very old and mature.
I'm so mature.
Mm. I may have shagged my manager's best friend, who always tagged along with him on every work night out, in the disabled bathrooms of a well-known Dublin nightclub.
Oh.
I want to know which one, though.
I don't like the lack of context.
Were you mortified? Were you okay? Because, would she have been mortified, or were you all right? Because my thing is, if he always tagged along every work night out and then you see him again, you're like, oh God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that happened to me. Actually, I'll give you this one bit of juice.
Right.
And then I'll tell more stories about myself. And this is just, I'll never forget. We went to one party. Oh my fucking giddy aunt. And I don't know why I did this, but I decided in the last 15 minutes that I was going to shift the bloke that I was chatting to in front of everyone at the party. And didn't he keep coming into the shop then afterwards?
Oh no.
I had to keep fucking and I just kept, and I felt really bad because he was actually one of my good friends in work. He was really good friends with.
Mm.
And like, I was like, I'm sorry, I just can't face him. Like, I just can't. I was like, I just cannot face him. Like, and it's nothing to do with him. It's more to do with me, myself, and my own actions. And I was like, but I just cannot face the fucker. So I remember, like, and the thing is, in Lush, you're so exposed. Like, you think it's fucking glass doors, the whole shebang. So I just ignored him.
Oh no, Carly.
I know, I'm the worst. Oh. And every time I just ignored him. Oh. And then I think he eventually got the hit and never fucking did it again. But oh, I was so exposed in that fucking shop.
Yeah. And you were younger as well.
I just had such fucking fear. And actually it flashed up on my Instagram the other day, like, because I'll never forget the outfit that I was wearing, because I just had such fucking fear, because it was a house party.
Yeah.
And it was in someone's fucking kitchen in front of everyone in the school. I hate myself. This was 9 years ago and I hate myself.
Yeah, still. Mm. Yeah,
I hate myself so much. So that's what I mean by, like, if by you seeing him again, was it an issue, or were you just kind of like, this is fine? Yeah. This is fine.
Wouldn't you love to have the balls to, like, just own it and be like, all right?
I would now. Again, yeah, that wouldn't be a thing. That wouldn't be an issue
this
at all.
Age,
I'll tell you a story about something else in the Patreon, because I'm not doing it to this many people, but I'll do it to another about how I handle things like that now.
Okay, lovely. I have one here. Oh, girl, I was Christmas work parties. I've been in the same job for nearly 4 years now, so thankfully my antics didn't get me fired. But here are stories from two of the parties anyway. The first party, we went out to the pub, all was fine, free bar, everyone went home, apart from myself. A colleague and my boss, she decided she would have a few drinks back in her house. We thought it was a great idea, then remembered I was actually in work the next day. But in our drunken state, that didn't matter, so we got a taxi to swing by my house to collect my uniform. And then onto her house. We drank until 4:30 and I was woken by her at 7:20. And I meant to be in work for 7:45. She had to drop me into work and I was still drunk. Last year's Christmas party, same kind of jazz. We went for dinner, back to a pub, drinks, had a boogie. All was good. And bam, let's have a house party. Thankfully this year, I wasn't working the next day. So we trotted back to her house when I decided I wanted to have a fag, even though I don't smoke. She just said I could smoke it out the window, even though the woman hates cigarettes. Anyway, passed by a few minutes, and for some reason, it must have been the smoke from the fag, but it went to my brain, and I ended up taking off my bra and waving it around the air while I was still dancing. Thankfully, just kind of laughed it off, but how embarrassing. I couldn't look at her for around 2 weeks after that. Please keep me in on, just in case anybody I know listens to this. But if they do, and they hear this, and they more than likely know it's me, Merry Christmas, hun buns.
That's
just do mad shit, don't you?
That's just big me energy.
It's,
like,
isn't it? It's just so like, this is a great idea.
See, when I get a gaff, like, actually this could fit into this as well. I bring the pub home every year on Christmas Eve, and Ray hates me for it, and every year I tell him I won't do it again, and every year I do it again.
Ah. Oh.
I need to stop it.
Yeah.
And I host the crew, as in all the bread was gone. I hate it so much. I hate myself. I hate myself so much. Like all the bread that he had gotten for like the for our dinner for our breakfast the next. I'm a horrible person. I actually hate myself. Like, and for some reason I can't. Like, I'm so glad the pub is closed this year because I can't do it. And then at least next year, hopefully I'll be in my own house.
Yeah.
But like, we broke a chair. We were so loud. He came down. It's Jim Jams, and he was like, "Honey, can you just like keep it down a bit?"
Oh, Carl, I hate you.
The lads put the broken parts of the chair into the Christmas tree. Oh my fucking god. Oh my god. And I'll never the glee on my sister's face.
Oh yeah.
One year was particularly bad. That was the year of the broken chair in the Christmas tree, because we kept blaring the music, and for some reason I just didn't seem to care that there was anybody else in the house. And Amy literally opened up the door to my bedroom. She was like, "Ray is..." Oh, Tom topped out early. Clever.
Yeah.
He topped out at 5 and decided not to continue on until 7 a.m. On Christmas Eve, a family holiday. He thought maybe, and he was nearly falling asleep, and he was like, "I actually have to go to bed." And I was like, "You're so boring." "You're so fucking boring." And then I was like, "Huh?" And she literally opened, I'll never forget it. She literally like, boom, opened up the door, and she was like,
"So smug.
I have never seen Ray so annoyed ever in my life before. He is fuming." He had to clean the whole downstairs because he fucking trashed it. And there's also a chair in the Christmas tree. Was that you? And I was like,
"This sounds like a movie.
Get the fuck out of my room." "Get the fuck out of my room. Get the fuck out of my room. Get the fuck out of my room." Which was literally like, he is just like, "I'd be surprised if he talks to you."
Oh,
he was so angry at me, and there was just nothing I could do.
Ah, little Ray.
I just don't know why. And every year, like, even my mates are like, "Stop doing it."
Yeah.
And every year, like, but then they're fucking pissed with me in the pub. They're like, "Yeah, we go back to our golf."
Yeah, yeah.
And every year, and I'm so glad it won't happen this year.
Yeah.
I'm just honestly, but I do feel for Tom, because he doesn't even know.
Mm.
And I will fight that. Like, I know it's wrong. I know I shouldn't be doing this, but I will fight that. And he'll just be like, "Do not fucking do that again. Do not fucking bring a pack of load of fucking randomness to this house." And I'll be like, "Can't hear you. Can't hear you.
You're so boring.
You're so fucking boring. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm with you. We need to have a talk about how boring you are. This is not how I'm living my life."
Do you spend Christmas Day hungover?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah, and I really regret that too.
I haven't done it in years. I used to do that. I used to be the pub goer on Christmas Eve. We all did before we started having kids. But like, one of us started kids young, and then we all just stopped.
Yeah, I think if you have kids young, then that's when, like, if you've kids, then that's when Christmas Day is your time to shine. But I don't do Stephen's Day ever at all. Ever.
No, no.
Ever,
no.
Ever, ever, ever,
no,
ever.
I don't. No.
Because
no.
I get fucking stoicious on Christmas Day.
Not a thing. Oh, do you?
Yeah, I do a rollover.
See,
like,
I don't really. So wrong. I don't know. Well, maybe not now with Bobby. Because I do. You know when you're kind of going through social media or whatever, and you're looking at stories and you're seeing people just drinking on Christmas Day? That was just never a thing for me. Because I was always driving. Like, we'd always go over to my granddad's. Now, all of my grandparents have passed away, so it does not really, like, my parents are the grandparents now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't, like, in the future, I don't know if I could spend the day drinking. Maybe in the evening or whatever, but I've never associated Christmas Day with as being a drinking day.
Well.
And I never, like, I used to go out on Stephen's night, which was the biggest waste of fucking money.
Oh, time, effort, energy, yeah. Anything else like that, yeah.
But what we do now is usually we go and see Aslan and Vicar Street one of the days in between Stephen's Day and New Year's. And that's
nice.
Our tradition. Do you know what I mean? That's our night, we get pissed.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's,
I have too much trauma for that.
Yeah.
I have too much trauma. Like, I honestly, you, like, wait until you see the beast that I will be. It's not even normal.
Send me a
This
voice
has contained me. This has contained me being in this house.
Yeah.
Wait until I have my own property. It's not going to be fucking
like normal. Like, a house or a home. My property.
My property.
I love it.
Like, it's going to be obnoxious is what it will be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bit of a party animal. I bet you get knocked up the minute you move into that house.
No. Fuck off, you cunt.
Definitely will happen. New house, new baby.
No, I'd be like, eek. Yeah. Imagine, that would be my luck.
Whichever go.
That'd be fucking difficult.
Sorry to do this to you, for all you free listeners out there, but we're going to continue this on Patreon because we just have far too many responses this week, which is fantastic.
Which is fantastic.
And thank you so much for listening. We will chat to you next week. Well, we're coming up to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Madness.
We have to do the big
one. Yes. So thanks so much. Keep the responses coming in because Carla's fly out on the Instagram.
Fly on the Instagram. You want to continue the party? Don't worry, we're going to continue this party on the Insta.
Follow the Insta because it's like a, like we said, a call out page for.
It's like a call out page. I fucking hate that you've said that because now I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, Carla runs a call out page.
We're in. Oh shit.
They are busy though, aren't they? They put a lot of work in.
I'll tell you that fucking hell. That's a full time job, girlies.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.